Daf Tzadi Tes. So we got to the last two lines of the Gemara in Tzadi Ches Amud Beis, and the Gemara had been discussing about this concept of Zeh Heter Abba Michal Iser. The Bryce had said this is an example when they came to Zura of Vishela, the Zura of the Nazir, the El Nazir. So we want to know the Zura goes to the Kohen, it's Matnas Kuna. So how could you cook it together with the rest of the aisle? Isn't that going to be an issue of mixing the Iser, Tam Ki'ikr? So how is that all allowed? And the Gemara says that according to the Bryce, Zehu Heter Haba Michal Iser. This is an example. The Zura B'Shela is a Heter. Normally such an idea would be Aser, but this is an exception where it's actually going to be Mutter. So the Gemara says, last two lines of Tzadi Chesem and Beis now, Rava Amar, Rava says, Lo Nitzcha Ela Latam Ki'ikr, Dibakachim Aser, Kamashman Dahacha Shari. What's the context? What does it mean when we say Zehu Heter Bamichal Iser? That this is an example of Davar Heter. It's coming to go against the concept of Tam Kicker. What's Tam Kicker? Tam Kicker means when there's taste, even though there's only taste, so the lach is it's going to be as if Kicker, as if it's actually going to be there. They actually, throughout Shas, there are four different sources of Tam Kicker. We're not going through all of them right now, but there are four different sources. And there are multiple situations how taste could get embedded in something else. But there's a concept of Tam Kicker. Now, there's a machlokas shom. We'll see Rashi in just a moment whether Tam Kicker is a din deraisa or a din derabanan. And there are number nafkaminas. One nafkamina they say is a case of suffik. If you're not sure, what does suffik mean? So the Rishonim talk about, let's say you have some milk falls into chul, and before you're able to somehow measure it out, everything spills on the floor, so it's impossible now to figure out what the shear of the shishim are. It's lost now. So now that's a case of suffik. So if it's suffik derabanan, if Tam Kicker is only derabanan of the milk taste going in there, then there's room to be mako. But if it's Tam Kicker's a din deraisa, then we have to assume suffik deraisa lechumah. There's a fascinating nafkamina brought down in the Afike Yam. The Afike Yam says as follows. The very famous Ran. The Ran talks about, let's say there's a chola on Shabbos. And a chola on Shabbos, he needs to eat chicken. So now, is it better? Let's say you have a chicken that's a nevela, and you also have a chicken that's kosher. You could shechta. Is it better to shechta, violate shechita, deraisa? Or is it better to, which is a chiv skila for shkita on Shabbos, or is it better to have the nevela, which is only a lav, that's already prepared? And the Ran says, this is a very important Ran, because he says it's better to eat the nevela, better to shech the animal rather, because even though shechting is a violation of skila on Shabbos, one iser is less of a problem than multiple isurim. Each time you eat a kazayis nevela, it's multiple isurim. That even though in eichas, even though in the severity, that skila of shchita is more severe than that of nevela, we care more about the kamos, the amount. And there's more isurim of nevela, so it's worse to have more isurim of nevela than one isur of skila. That's his din. So what happens nowadays? So the post can point out, nowadays, chicken is not important for a healthy person. Chicken soup is. And chicken soup, that's brought down in the Achronim. So you don't need a chicken. So let's say you have chicken soup of nevela, as opposed to shechting the animal. You either shecht an animal to make chicken soup, or you have a nevela chicken to have chicken soup. So Afike Yam says, since Tam Kicker is only midrabanan, so it's better to have the nevela chicken soup than it is to have the shechting the animal. So that's an afkamina again. If you hold Tom Kicker's deraisa, so then it's going to still be your nevela chicken soup, because it's Thomas Kicker's deraisa. But if it's going to be a derabanan, so it's best to have the chicken soup, a nevela, than it would be to shech the animal on Shabbos. So that's some afkamina between whether Tom Kicker's deraisa or derabanan. So what's going on? Just back to the Gemara now. Again, we haven't moved much. Tadi Chesem and Beis. Rav again says, Amar, lo nitzacha ela la tam kicker. It's only needed for tam kicker that in Kadshim it's Aser. But in the world of Kadshim, we assume tam kicker is Aser. But Kamash Blan HaChashari, but by the case of Zera B'Shela, by the Nazir, this is an exception where Tam Kicker is going to be Mutter. So let's take a look at Rashi in the bottom here. Rashi says, Latam Kicker, before you turn the page, Latam Kicker, no Saint Tam, Kimlan de Aser B'Kachim, Kicker Mamashal Shal Iser. Well, you assume by Kachim that when there's Tam there, it's as if the object is actually there. Ulaha Milsa, with regards to this halacha, Katani Zehu. That's when it says Zehu, this case of Zura B'Shela's Mutter, the Mute Shar Kachim, the rest of Kachim, Tam Kicker's Aser. Aval says Rashi, Chulin, Shaper Gamrina Minei, we could still learn the halachas of Chulin from Zura B'Shela, Lemeya V'Shishim. The Hakim Lane, we assume Achri Rabim Lahatos, the Batli Barot Ruba. We normally assume that Bittel is Rove is enough for Bittel. As long as there's Rove, you're fine. We're just learning from Zerua B'Sheila Chumra that you should not wait for Rov, you should go further, more than Rov, in order to be Mevatel Din, Dilo Lipa, Batle El B'Meah. And he says, Rava, lest they tam kicker bechun, he doesn't hold it's kemifarshim alzim midiraisa. Rava holds that the content of the tam kicker is not deraisa, it's only midirabanan. So this is Shitas Rashi, the tam kicker is only midirabanan, while Tosos elsewhere writes that tam kicker is in fact a din deraisa. So let's keep going. The Gemara now says on Tzadi Tesam and Aleph, Velig marmine. Let's learn from here. Once we've established by Zro B'Sheila that we say the tam of Zro that goes into the aisle is not a problem, it's mutter. So shouldn't we say elsewhere, by other worlds of Kachim, Rashi says, Ligmar Minei, Limishrei Afshar Kachim B'Shishim, Omea. We should also permit other types of karbanos, if there's 60 or 100 times the Isser, could go Nosar Pigal. Why we say this is limited only to the world of Zro B'Sheila? So the Gemara says, because we have another possible Kachim which tells us otherwise. Gali Rachmana, the Torah tells us, Gavi Chatas, by carbon Chatas, the Pasuk says, Kol Asher Yiga Bivsaro Yikdash. Anything that touches a Chatas and absorbs the Chatas. So let's say I've got a carbon Chatas, and some bread touches the Chatas, absorbs the Chatas. That bread takes on the status of that Chatas. So meaning what? The Gemara says, Shim Psula, if the Chatas is something possible, whatever made it possible, you can't eat it. So then Tifsa, you can't eat the bread. Im ksheir, if the chatas is a kosher chatas, you're allowed to eat it. So now the bread has the same dinam, tochal kuchamer shaba, eat this piece of bread, like all the chumras of the chatas itself. Which means, the zichikuna, and Rashi says if it's a shlamim, you eat yom v'layla, all the dinam that whatever the carbon it touched, it absorbed from, you keep these halachas. So this is an example where we say that tam kikr is aser, it takes on the dinam. So that's why we can use Zerua B'Sheila as a model. Again, Zerua B'Sheila tells us, even though there's Zerua B'Sheila there, we say the batel of the tam. The tam is not there, it doesn't affect the rest of it. But by chatas, we say we don't care the size of how much the bread is regarding the tam that goes in. Whenever there's blios of the chatas, no matter how big the bread is, it has to assume the halachas of the chatas. So we say there is no bittel of tam in this case. So we see that there's a stira in the psukim, and therefore we embrace the halach of chatas, that by kudshim, we say if there's tam, it's even though there's might be bittel, we say it's still aser. So asks the Gemara, my chazas to gamina meyahayach legami meyai. Why are we using the halacha of the chatas as the model that we say that normally the kachim is aser? Why not learn from Zerua B'Sheila that we should say if there's some shishim or amea, it should be batal? Why is one better than the other? And the Gemara says, because chidishu. The halacha of Zerua B'Sheila is a chidish, like Adam was explaining yesterday from Rashi. What's a chidish of Zerua B'Sheila? That we're allowed to lichatchila mevatel the zera. Normally we say, ein mevatlin isa lichatchila. I can't lichatchila take milk and pour it in my chulin. When there's a huge thing of chulin, that's called ein mevatlin isa lichatchila. I can't lichatchila mevatel an isa. But by the Zerua B'Sheila, we lichatchila take the zera, put it with the aisle, and we create bittul lichatchila. That's a chidish, and we say, mechidish lo garmina. We can't learn from a chidish only from eino chidish elbo, only that area, but we can't extend it beyond that context. So then the Gemara says, if we can't learn from a chidish, we can't learn from Zerua B'Sheila, ihach, if that's the case, asks the Gemara, lemeya v'shishim nami lo, like we saw yesterday, nami lo ligmar. So then you shouldn't use Zerua B'Sheila and the ratio to the rest of the aisle as a model of 1 to 100, 1 to 60. It's a chidish, you can't learn from chidushim. And the Gemara says, no, ati anu lekula kagaminon. Are we learning a kula? When we say you can't learn from a chiddush, we can't learn from a chiddush another kula to apply leniency. But lechumra kagaminon, that we're allowed to apply a chumra. What's the chumra? That the mederaisa beruba batil, really on a deraisa level, we say rov is enough to mevatel something. We're just learning a chumra from Zerua B'Sheila, that bittel of rov is not enough, you need shishim or you need meya. And from a chumra, and a din derabanan of a chumra, you are allowed to use a chiddush as a model. That's all the pshat of Rava, it's all based on tam kikr. Comes along with Ravina now the final answer of how to explain that to Gemara. Again, we're going back to the Gemara where the Bryce had said, Zehu heter haba michal iser, that the example of Zerua B'Sheila is the example of a davar heter, but all other cases similar are going to be aser. So what's the heter and iser that's describing? So Ravina says, Amar lo nitzacha ela lamakam chosach, damar makam chosach ba'al ma'aser. It's going on a different din. If you look at Rashi, Rashi tells us around six narrow lines down, Lo nitzcha zehu. What was Zehu teaching me? That Zehu is davar heter, michlal iser, el makom chasach, the area that's been cut. Dibalma in general, b'chol iser v'heter mechubar, two items, one's aser, one's mutter, that are connected to each other. Kagon hotzi es ha'ubra es yad. Remember those sugis mehema makasha, where the animal stuck his hand out, and they cut off the animal's hand, and then the area that was in between touching the iser, the heter, what's the status of that makam chasach? So normally you assume that makam chasach, that area is aser, you remove that area, right? Remember this case? So then that's an example where we say it's going to be aser. But by the case of Zerah B'Sheila, this we're saying is actually going to be mutter. Because we discussed yesterday, two days ago, whether you cook the Zerah together, connected to the aisle, or not connected. So let's say you cooked it connected. So now you cooked it all one shalim aisle, and you have to cut off the Zerah to give it to the Kohen. So that makam chasach that's connected to the rest of the animal, is that also now aser goes to the Kohen? You have to, now after cutting it, you have to scrape off that part and give it to the Kohen, or that remains mutter. So the Gemara says this is an exception where that makam chasach actually is going to be mutter, while in all other cases it's going to be that makam chasach is going to be in fact aser. Okay. Gemara now says, Yosef Rav Dimi, halfway down the Amud here, Rav Dimi was once sitting down, he was going through the Sugya, the Shakla Vatarya here, and Amale Abai says, V'chol Yisurin Shabbatorah B'meya, is it really true? We know that there was a machlokas, whether you use Zerah B'Sheila as a model for Shishim, or it's a model for Meya. So if you assume it's a model for Meya, that you need 100 to 1, so is that really true? You assume every area of the Torah, every Issa requires Meya? V'hatzan, there's a Mishnah that tells us, the Mishnah appears on Masechus Arl. Lema Amru, with regards to which halacha did they say, call mechame to metavel medamei alahachmir? So there's a halacha, if chuma and chul mix together, so then there's a problem of an iser chuma eating, being there. The non-kohen azar can't eat it. So we said, with regards to which halacha did we say, if the chuma is mechame to the chulin, or if the chuma is giving flavor, it's metavel it, or the chuma is going to be mixed together with a significant amount. So we say that's lechumer. We assume all the dinim of chuma. When it is true, the Mishnah explains min mimino. With regards to min mimino, we're lahachmir. We're going to see what that means later on. Now, lahakel, lahachmir, when do we say you can be lenient and sometimes astringent? This is a different category. Min, b'shein amino, when it's two different types of minim. So when it's the same min, the Gemara is going to explain that the chuma and chulun are both chal, let's say, they're both bread, so then we're always machmir. But when we say one item is one bread and the other item is a different type of vegetable, let's say that's min be'en amino, so it depends. Sometimes we're lakula, and sometimes we're lakhumra. So what does this mean? The katani sefer, the Gemara is going on the sefer of this Mishnah. Lahakel lahachmir min b'she'en amino. So what's the case of two different species that are mixed together where sometimes we're lakula and sometimes we're lakhumra? Ketzat, how does that work? Grisin shinizbashu im ha'adashim. Grisin are what, like grits? Grits, is that what they say it is?
Split beans.
Okay, split beans that are mixed together with some type of lentils. So you mix them together. This is min b'she'en amino. And let's say one of them is going to be chuma. So then the halacha is, Rashi explains, shall pool the chuma. So the beans are that of chuma. It's mixed together with chulin adashim, with chulin lentils. So then the Gemara explains that im yesh babanosin tam, if the chuma gives tam to the lentils, bein im yesh ben lahalos b'meya, the echad, whether or not there's the ratio of 101 to 1 or 101 or not 101 to 1, it's going to be aser because it's giving tam. And if it doesn't add any flavor, the chuma, the peas that are chuma are not adding any flavor, so then we don't care. Bein sheish ben lahalos b'meiv echad, whether or not it's a ratio of 101 to 1, bein ein ben lahalos b'meiv echad, even if it doesn't have the ratio, mutter. I mean, we don't care about the ratios, we care about the tam. If there's tam there, it's aser regardless of how much, and if there's no tam, it's mutter regardless of how much. So the Gemara says, wait a second. Ein ben lahalos b'meiv echad el b'mai. If we're saying it's a situation where there's not enough to the 101 to 1 ratio, so then where's the tam going? How's their bittul? We know that tam is always there unless something's mevatel it. So we're saying if there's a 101 to 1, or even if there's not a 101 to 1, if there's no tam, it's mutter. Where did tam go? What was the ratio that's mevatel the tam? My la b'shishim is not saying that if there's 60 amounts, that's the implication. If there's 60 keneged the chuma, the pizza chuma, that's mevatel the tam. So we see clearly from the Mishnah the implication is shishim. 60 is a relevant shear. So how can anybody say you always need 100 to 1? So the Gemara says, lo, going on to Amud Beis now, lo b'meya. It's talking about a case of, no, there's 100 to 1. That's the ratio. Gemara says, v'hamad the ratio b'meya, habi sefer b'shishim. The ratio was a case of 100. So how can you say both the ratio and sefer are a situation of the ratio of b'meya? So what does the Reisha tell us? Dikatani. Reisha lahachmir min bimino. The Reisha is a case. When are you stringent? When you have two minim that are the same are mixed together. One's chuma, one's chulim. Ketad. Seor shel chitin shenafel le'is has chitin. Now, seor is the yeast, which comes from wheat also. So you have a seor wheat. That fell into a dough, which is a different form, but still wheat. So it falls into dough, wheat dough. The yesh ba kedei lechametz, and the sor is potent enough. The yeast is potent enough to be mechametz the dough. So bein sheyesh ba kedei lehalos memeya ve'echad, bein ein ba kedei lehalos memeya ve'echad aser. So whether or not there's a ratio or not a ratio, we don't care. It's going to be aser across the board. This is what it means mim b'minot lehachmir, even though there's a very small amount of sor. So ein bo lahalos b'meh ve'echad, and let's say there's not enough of it to mevatel the din. Bein sheyesh bo kedei lechametz, bein shein bo kedei lechametz aser. Regardless of whether or not there's enough of a shear of the sor to create chametz or not, it's going to be aser across the board. So either way, we see from this situation though that reisha, it's a case of this reisha, a case of meah. So reisha v'sefer b'meah. We're going to say both the reisha and sefer are talking about cases of meah of 100, and the gemara says lo. Reisha b'meya v'chad v'seifa b'meya. The reisha case of 101 to 1, and the seifa is just the case of 100 to 1. So the difference of 100 to 101. That's the difference between the reisha and the seifa, and has nothing to do with shishim at all. So the gemara asks v'chiyesh bo kedei lechametz b'meya v'chad amay labato. So wait a second. If there's a enough room to be chametz, but there's 101 to 1, so why is that not bittul? Well, shouldn't we apply bittul? It doesn't make any sense. Shouldn't we say, look at Rashi? See, Rashi says it's not a bold Rashi, but it's two dots. It says parchinan. Rashi said parchinan ireish b'meiv echad deheter kamar. So then, with 101 of heter to the chuma of aser iser, amai katani yesh b'kedei lechametz. Why does it say there's enough room to make it chametz? Is it possible something could give such tam? Meaning the Gemara is asking, the Brisa said above, the Mishnah said above, that if you have 101 to 1, there is a one amount of yeast, a sor, and 101 of dough, we say it's not the kedei lechametz, it's aser. But how could that be? How could there be kedei lechametz if you have so much dough, 101 times the amount of the sor? It doesn't make any sense. And the Gemara says, no, it does make sense. First happened Ishtik. He was quiet. He didn't know the answer. Amalei says, what do you mean? Dilma shiny seor dechimuta kasha. Maybe there's a difference. Who said all things are equal? Who said every ratio has to be exactly the same? When it comes to something that's so strong, sometimes things come very potent in even small amounts. So seor is very strong. It's some type of, was it fungus or something that grows? It's very strong and potent. And therefore, it could have an effect, even though there's 101 times the dough, as there is to the seor. So then the Gemara says, Amar Le, now that you said this, Edakarchten Milsa, remember these words, it makes sense. They remind me of the following statement. Damar Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Chanina, Lo kol ha-shi'urim shavin. Not all things are the same shear. It doesn't have to be 100 across the board or shishim across the board. Depending on what we're dealing with, it's going to change the din. So what's the example? Sharet tsir shiuro karv l'masayim. The ratio of tsir, the fish brine, needs close to 200 its time, its amount, to mevatulim. Now this tsir, this machlokis, if you look at Tosas for a second, Dira Maschil, shiny tsir, actually we didn't get to that point, we'll come back to that Rosh Tosa, I'm sorry. So he says that tsir is in, you need 200 times the amount of tsir to mimivatla. How do we know? The Tanan, the Mishnah tells us, dag tame, you have a non-kosher fish, tsiro aser, it's the brine, the fish oil that comes from it, it's all going to be aser. Rabbi Huda Omer, revius besasayim. If you have a revius besasayim, so then you're going to apply, that's going to be mutter. But more than that, you're going to be mevatel. So the way the ratio works out, apparently, that the revius is a 1/200th of sasayim. Sasayim is 200 times revius. Rashi goes through the calculation. So you see from Rabbi Huda, you need masayim, you need 200 by tsir. So therefore, we learn from this that each din has a different set of ratios. Sometimes it's 200, sometimes it's 100, sometimes it's 60. Right? Arla has a different din, Shuma has a different din, and therefore don't have any kashas why this seor, even though there's 101 times this seor, it still can make sense why it could be mechametz and still us. So Gemara says, wait a second. What's going on here? V'hama Rebbe Yehuda min v'mina labatel. How could you say that if dag tame tzir, the tzir of the dag tame, which gets mixed with 200 times its amount of the tzir of a kosher fish, we're going to say bittel? Doesn't Rabbi Yehuda, isn't he the one behind the statement that says all over, min b'mina lo batel? Two types, same species is not going to be batel. So tzir of dag tame and tzir of dag tower, how could they be bittel? Min b'mina lo batel. And the Gemara answers, shiny tzir, the zeb amahu. The fish brine or whatever it is, it's not really anything dover iser. All this is zeb alma, it's some type of sweat, it's nothing, it's water, it's really no iser, and that's why he could say in this case, mimbimino is batal. But in a chanami in general, mimbimino, Rabbi Huda holds, is labato. Well, in this Tosos comments, he understands, shiny tzir de zeb amahu, Tosos explains, because perish lo aser elamid derabanon. That's the concern, derabanon. Now, this could be a very big machlokas. The simple pshah, the Gemara is zeb alma means it's like no tam to it. It's like sweat. There's no real taste. So if you have other examples where there's no real taste, Rabbi Yehuda would agree, min v'mino labato. But Tosos has nothing to do with the flavor, not the flavor, perhaps are very related, but he says it's about, there's a din derabanon. So now it comes out, according to Tosos, any time it's a din derabanon, is a derabanon, Rabbi Yehuda would seemingly say, min v'mino would be batal by an iser midirabanon. Tosos does point out, though, although by a dag tame that sears only midirabanon, he does acknowledge that by mihu tsir shrotzim also midiraisa. If it comes from a tsir from one of the shmonat shrotzim, it would be an iser deraisa. And he quotes a gemara in Nechul and Daf Kufchaf, which brings a pasuk to include even the tsir of a sheretz is going to be aser midiraisa. But again, the iser of a tsir of a dag tame is only an iser midirabanon. Okay, Gemara now tells us that halfway down the Amud or so, the two dots. We had said a few days ago when you're calculating Shishim, so we said, how do you know if something fell in to a pot of something else, a Davar Isser fell, was a Gidon Usher we're talking about, I think? Gidon Usher fell into a pot of something else. How do you know if the Gidon Usher is going to give Tom or not? So we say, yeah, Shishim. How does one calculate Shishim? So I'm looking for the mission really quickly, but I can't seem to find it. Maybe my previous volume of Masifta. Here we go. So it says, one should be misharit kibasar belefes. We said it was meat with turnips, we said, right? Mm-hmm. So if you have a mixture of meat and turnips, and you put the meat in the turnips, so will you still taste the flavor of the meat and the turnips? That's the how one would test out the gidanasha, whether it's giving, would give tam to the rest of the pot. So Gemara now wants to understand this case here. Am Rav Huna kibasar birashe lifsos. It's not just tam, the turnip, but the heads of the turnip. Some say the leaf of the turnip. But some part of the turnip mixed together with meat will still give any flavor. Rashi explains here, you see birashe liftos, he says yerek shalefes, the turnip vegetable. Velinir, Rashi himself thinks shirosh alefes musuk mizanvel. Apparently the head is sweeter than the tail, the end of it. V'tam habasar nikar bizanvel halefes b'shir muat. So the end of it, since the zanav is very very bland, so then you could taste the meat very very strongly because it doesn't taste like much. Aval b'rashi leftos, the head ain't nikar ela b'shir gamur. So the head, which has a very strong taste of the turnip, that's what we have to use, the head where it's a stronger taste, to see if the basar is still going to be tasted when mixed together with a certain shear of the rashi leftos. Okay, the Gemara now says, Masnis in our Mishnah is delo kiaitana. Our Mishnah is not like the following Tanya, the Sanya. Rabbi Yishmol Benosha, Rabbi Yochanan ben Brok Omer, ein begidim nosin tam. That the fact that you need some type of bittel assumes that the gidanasha gives tam, gives taste, and therefore you need to do the whole ratio of shushim. But Rabbi Yishmol Benosha, Rabbi Yochanan ben Brok clearly says there is no nosin tam, which means if I have a gidanasha and I cook it in my meat, I cook it in a whole pot, all I have to do is remove the gidanasha. The gidanasha doesn't infuse, doesn't impart any flavor, any iser, into the rest of the pot, and there's no need for any type of ratio. So that's a machlokas about whether ein begidim nosin tam or yesh begidim nosin tam. So ahuk da'asa l'kamei der b'chanina, once a person came to b'chanina, and have a yasa Rabbi Yehuda bar za'avina ababa, and Rabbi Yehuda was standing outside the entranceway. Now, Kinafak, when Rabbi Chai, he was waiting outside to ask Shilas, he was going to see the Gadol. It wasn't so easy to get in, so he waited by the door, and Rabbi Chanina was coming out, and he quickly asked the Shilas on the run. So he asked Rabbi Chanina, what's the din? I had my Gidon Usher cooked accidentally with the rest of my meat. Is it going to be Usher? So Kinafak, when Rabbi Chanina came out, Amar Lei, Mai, what's the din by this case? Amar Locha, Amar Lei, Sharia, Nele, permit him, it's okay. The Ein, Megidim, no sin tam. Amar Lei, Hadar, Ailu Lakame. So Rabbi Yehuda, who was sitting outside the gate, insisted that this individual go back in Hadar Eili, go back in Talakame. I'm not sure if Rabbi Chanina really understood the case. It's like the Gabbai and the Gadol, confusing what he really say, what he really mean. So he says, go back and ask him a second time. I don't really think he understood the Shaila. So Amar Lei, So Amar, he goes back and asks Rabbi Chanina, "My hide the kavod tzar li? Why he give me a hard time? I told you the answer. It's mutter. Leave me alone already." Zil Emile, go tell the guy, Lamandu Yosef Ababi, go tell the Gabi outside who's giving me a hard time, Ain Meginin no same time. He's not passing the Shilas here. I'm passing the Shilas here. Fine. So that was the din. So Ain Meginin no same time. Ki also the Kamid Rabbi Ami, when he went to Rabbi Ami, Meshadr Le Kamid Rabbi Yitzchak ben Chalav. So they asked the Shilas through Rabbi Ami. The guy, a different Shilas, same exact Shilas, but this time presented to Rabbi Ami. I cook my Gidon Asher in the pot. Is the rest of the pot Aser B'Nisinas Tam? Rabbi Ami said, you know what? Go to ask Rabbi Yitzchak ben Chalav. Don't ask me. Go to him, Demori Bal Leheter. He's going to give you a Psak Lekula. You don't want to hear what I have to say about this topic, which you find sometimes by different poskim. They'll have certain personal chumras. He says, better off not asking me. Ask so-and-so who's a trustworthy rabbi. So that's what he had said. What's the reason? Mishum, Demori Bal Leheter. He's going to Paskin Lekula. Mishum, Rabbi Shuben Levi. V'leilo Svirle. Because he holds Lekula like Rabbi Shuben Levi. And I, personally, Rabbi Ami, doesn't hold such a way. He was Machmir that Yesh B'Gidim B'Notzin Tam. And bottom line, the Gemara concludes, V'hilchos ha'hadli paskin, we assume that ein begidim benosin tam, which means if one were to cook a gidon asher, just take out the gidon asher, and the rest is going to be mutter.